The image moves. Since time immemorial, without understanding why, people have experienced what in the 19th century was named retinal persistence, a process by which an image remains latent on the retina for a few moments after the human eye ceases to observe it. The most demonstrative example is a visual trail left by a lit torch moving at high speed in the dark. In the 18th century, the development of optics and physiology allowed us to study the problems of perception, and the phenomenon of retinal persistence was investigated. Thus, Newton, Segner, Darcy, and Abbot Nollet in the 18th century, and Murray, Roget, Faraday, Wheatstone, and Paris at the beginning of the 19th century, were some of the scientists who, by means of various inventions, attempted to demonstrate and measure the persistence of an image on the retina of the human eye. Some of these inventions, such as a thaumatrope, were even sold as optical toys. This small visual game was very simple. A cardboard disc had an image painted on one side, for example, a bird, and the other, another different, complementary image, for example, a cage. By spinning this disc quickly on its axis, the illusion of seeing the two images in one was obtained, in this case, the bird inside the cage. The explanation is none other than that by turning so fast, the two images overlap on our retina, which, due to retinal persistence, is not as quick as the disc. This feature of our eye is essential to be able to see films. Films are projected on the screen at 24 frames per second, separated by 24 black spaces, required for the change of the frame. The retinal persistence of our eye causes the black spaces not to be seen, since our retina keeps the image of the last frame dormant for a few moments. In this way, in a cinema projection, we only see the frames on the screen, one after the other, without the black spaces that separate them.